previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Sales of battery electric vehicles, BEVs, have dropped year on year in the first quarter of this year. Figures from NAMSA, quoted by mybroadband.co.za, show that 276 EVs were sold in the country between January and March 2025. That's 16% down from the same period last year, and not much of an improvement over the 232 sold in the first quarter of 2023. In the new energy vehicle categories, NEVs, plug-in hybrid sales were up 75%. Conventional hybrids, which only charge their batteries with their engines and regenerative braking, continue to contribute most to the NEV sector. NAMSA has emphasized that the transition to NEVs is crucial for the future sustainability and growth of the domestic industry. Imports of coal to China could drop by up to 100 million metric tons this year. That's according to an official speaking at a major coal conference in Beijing and quoted by Mining Weekly. China is both the world's largest consumer, importer, and producer of the fossil fuel. Were the forecast to be accurate, it would see already depressed global benchmark coal prices under more pressure. And this would have major implications for South Africa. China is our largest market for coal exports. Chinese imports are already down 8% on the year to date. And on the subject of China, U.S. President Donald Trump says the 2 days of talks earlier this week in London between the superpowers have delivered a framework trade deal. The deal, which still has to be formally approved by both Trump and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping, would see China supplying rare earths and magnets, and on the other side, the U.S. would once again allow Chinese students into its colleges and universities. U.S. tariffs on Chinese imports would drop to 55%. Chinese tariffs on U.S. goods would fall to 10%. The Chinese, retaining some leverage, say there's a six-month limit on all of this. Trump says, in capital letters, naturally, that the relationship between the two countries is excellent. On markets, the JSE has come off its record highs, with the all-share index down 0.3% to close at 96,404, the top 40 down 0.4% to 88,594. During trade yesterday, the all-share touched a record high of 97,094. In London, the FTSE closed up 0.1%. In New York, the Dow ended flat, the S&P 500 down 0.3%, the Nasdaq down 0.5%. Tokyo this morning down 0.7%, Hong Kong down 0.5%, Sydney up 0.2%. The US dollar has eased to 1.15 against the euro. The rand 1770 to the dollar, 2039 to the euro, 2404 to sterling. Gold at 3374, platinum 1277, Bitcoin just on 108,000, and Brent crude oil ticking up as tensions between the US and Iran increase, now $69.50 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.